This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Feeling a gur eight.
True.
You guys can hear me, right?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Good. I can't hear myself.
Yeah, I can't hear myself too well either, but. Yeah.
Oh, well.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we just took the board back up for the first time. As long as we're recording fine, I don't give two shits, really.
The board's back up.
The board is back in town. The
board is back in town.
Tough crowd.
Corey didn't come
Big
in on
Easy,
that third one.
T.O., and Corey, the wrestling snob, here to bring you the best and the worst in wrestling.
There was a weird gold Dustian pause there. The best and the worst.
Gold dust.
The good old days.
What was the one he did? Oh, Booker.
Thank you, Brian. We'll catch you later.
When he got electrocuted or whatever the fuck happened.
Oh, you're right.
That was from
See
then ya. On out. He was goo. That was the best.
Hi.
That was Twitchy Gold Dust was better than any other Gold Dust. I don't care.
Twitchy Gold Dust was good, but what did he get electrocuted? Right.
Yeah, he got whipped into for whatever reason they had a giant unprotected transformer right across from the aisle.
I must not have been watching.
I wasn't.
It was horrible.
I always see the clips of him doing that, and it is funny.
It's back when guys actually had a say in their character. He probably came up with that on his own.
Hopefully.
And wasn't bullshit like you see from the creative, Monday night.
In the words of Kevin Garnett, anything is possible!
That's falsely attributed to Kevin Garnett.
Oh.
It's actually Mother Teresa.
Really?
No, I'm making that up.
Okay.
Yeah, full shit.
I would have thought, yeah.
Kevin Garnett, the
It was almost believable,
player?
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Right? After they won the championship?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't either. I don't even watch basketball, but I'm pretty sure that was him.
Yeah.
Oh, I just never knew anyone said that. I thought it was some type of joke at the Bulls.
Some type of Noma?
Well, I mean, yeah. For God's sakes. Anything is possible. Kevin Garnett on YouTube. So it is there. Check it out if
you want
to.
He said it.
I know. Well, I'm usually right. And that's what matters here at the Three Horsemen Show, is that we are always correct.
True.
Everybody knows that.
No matter what.
No matter what.
So, since we last spoke to all you ladies and gentlemen of the intranet and the iTunes.
On our Benoit show, right? That's what we're referencing here?
We did a little Chris Benoit talk.
I mean, they should have heard that by now, right?
No, well, I mean, not necessarily. Somebody could be catching this and not knowing Chris Benoit even...
No, it would have hit the
Even
string.
Yeah, I mean,
did we put it out on?
We put it out on the podcast, right?
Oh, I didn't. Everybody has to listen to every show we do.
I guess here's what you're doing here.
How are you guys doing today?
Wow,
I'm doing
Corey's
great.
On fire.
Apparently,
so
no,
if not, I say we get some gasoline.
You guys tell me how we're fucking doing.
No, I just assume we got it. If we want to go back, we can tell them about the tournament we did 3 weeks ago in case,
Boom, that's
in
right.
case they didn't listen to those episodes.
I want to say what we're doing next week on Not So Fast.
3 weeks ago as opposed to 3 days ago when we just put it out. You're right. You got me. 21 days.
Once again, thewrestlingsnob.com.
Let's not tell anyone what we've ever done.
We're trying to purchase the wrestling aficionado.
So the point I was going into with this is we did that. We put that show out. It came out Monday, and we did it with E's other show, Big Easy's other show, his very good show, Surreal Talk.
Yeah, my real good show. No, I'm just
yes,
kidding.
We did 2 hours on the background of the Chris Benoit murders, suicide, and every freaking possible conspiracy theory you can ever think of.
Yeah, and I think we pretty much settled on at the end that, the official story is probably pretty much right.
The only thing that could have happened... Well, what did we come up with? The most likely scenario was the doctor. We said that if there was a conspiracy, the most likely, Everett and I said the doctor could have sent people over because he had done all the scripts and everything like that.
I mean,
he was writing so much.
The one thing, and I didn't say this, the only conspiracy I could buy into is he killed them, somebody came to the house and said, and whoever it would be, a confidant, whatever, would say, all right, finish the job, meaning you better finish yourself.
Really? I have not heard of that theory. That's crazy.
I mean, that's the only thing, just because if they really think somebody came to the house, his phone's gone, just not leaving him a way out.
But still, I guess the time frame is different, but did they not have the technology back then to check text records and shit like that?
I'm sure they did.
I would, yeah.
I mean, you never really heard anything other than what people got. You never heard about the texting records.
Well, it was just at the beginning of it. Well, not even really. I remember having the Moto Two Ways, like 2002.
Yeah, they definitely could check text messages back then. I mean, it's information on a phone, and everything was everything, right or wrong.
No, but you could see who you were texting. But what I'm saying is you couldn't. They probably couldn't take the phone and take the messages off and see the actual.
Oh, I'm sure they could.
Yeah, I'm sure
they
could.
See, that's what surprised me is that you didn't find out.
Yeah, especially since how much data used to figure into how all your information.
So I'm saying, but like, I remember like when a buddy, like one of our buddies' girlfriends was cheating on him.
Here we go.
And she gave him the text, her messages, her phone bill, and it was just the two number.
No, you mean because she crossed them out so he wouldn't.
Well, no,
see
she was putting eights for threes and shit like that with a pen.
So, in other words, you just answered your question. Yes,
you could do that.
You
could, but could you see the physical message? Could the cops see, Nancy Benoit was texting Joe Blow and saying, hey, I want you to lick my butthole? I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. Could they actually see the messages itself back then? Like they can now. I mean, they can pull anything that's ever, from the cloud.
True. I never thought about it. I mean, I would assume.
Think about it like this. If your phone's off for even a small amount of time, if it's off and you can turn it back on and still get a text message, that means it's sitting on a server somewhere.
Yeah.
So there's logs.
Was there back then, though?
I had to have been.
That advanced?
Had to have been.
Okay. I just don't know that.
Yeah, had to have been.
Yeah, pretty sure. One of the things that we had talked about, which is originally where I was going with this, we had talked about what they did on Raw Monday night, and I went back to look for it. So I went on the network, and that is not the episode, which I figured, obviously, it is a best of the previous year's championship matches. So I had to go YouTube it. And my theory is that they knew what had happened by about 5:30, 6 o'clock, and ran with the show anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They figured, at least by 7, and I think the show went on at 8, because I think it was only a two-hour show. And you said that the decorum of the show changed.
I felt that way.
It did not.
It didn't?
No. Those interviews were all pre-recorded, but
there was a match live, right?
No. So just let me get through this. Okay. The thing that did change is they go to a spot with Taz and Todd Grisham?
Maybe.
Grisham,
Joey Styles.
Okay.
And those two look like they had been punched in the face right when they came on screen, like, no.
See, I felt like there was something that was weird throughout that show.
Taz's face goes real like, yeah. Like, not good.
And that was kind of.
And honestly, I mean, that night I was watching back and forth from CNN, so maybe just the thinking back to it, I learned. I got it confused with learning as the show went on.
Yeah, those interviews all were. He's the greatest guy in the history of the sport, and they didn't really have anything to fall back on.
Loved his kid,
but
that's what I remember them all saying that. Loved his son.
Yeah. That's on YouTube forever. But the show was gone. What else? There was a... another one I went back and watched just because I
got... Owen Hart?
Yeah. All that stuff's gone out of that pay-per-view.
Really?
There's a match gone.
The one right after it?
No. Because
that was Undertaker
to say the Godfather was on that card, but...
With the Ho Train? That would have been before the Godfather, I would think.
What?
Really?
No.
Ho Train was running strong at that time.
He died, what, 98?
Who, Owen Hart?
Yeah.
May 24th of 99.
99.
But that is gone. They cut a bit out of, come on, Road Dogg's promo where he said something about, like, Owen, I hope you're all right.
Why the fuck would you cut that out? I mean, like, it's just something so minuscule and
maybe
a
part
nice
of the lawsuit.
Come on, pal. Think about it.
Maybe part of the lawsuit. I don't know the terms of the lawsuit, but I know that there are a few things in the about promoting it. Rockin' Triple H, Hardy Boys, and Goldust. That had to be pre-show. Kane and X-Pac, Al Snow, Hardcore Holly. That's on there. D'Lo Brown, Mark Henry. So I guess it's not. So it went from Al Snow and Hardcore Holly to giving a, I guess they would have done a preview of that match, but it is gone. The part where they checked or they go to the Blue Blazers' previous comments, that's mm-hmm. gone. The whole time that they are checking on Owen is gone, and the announcement from Jim Ross is gone. All gone. I guess I just hadn't checked it.
I can't believe there wasn't not being fucking morbid or anything, but like, you think there had been a ton of blood? Like,
there is on the mat. I never watched it. I didn't either. First time.
So
it's
there's
all in the corner.
Are you serious?
The corner where he fell.
See, I never watched it either. I didn't know that there was blood there.
Can you imagine having been ringside? Do you think you got a suit for that? If you were ringside and the guy died, it fucked with your brain, you're emotionally scarred or whatever?
Could have. But people didn't think like that.
Not back then. They don't live in Madison County either.
Not at least not somebody sitting front row at a wrestling show. Especially if you didn't know what. Well, I mean, I guess you would figure out that night or when you got or the next day.
Oh, you don't got to be front row. First fucking 20, 30 rows, honestly.
Yeah.
It's morbid.
Stress.
I was listening to something. They were talking about. It was someone that was talking with Bret Hart. And it brought up Owen and how pretty much like. There's this, a lot of people, like his wife has told a lot of people he didn't want to wrestle. He was ready to be done.
Mm-hmm.
He was just finishing that up, and like Brett has come out and said that's not true. He loved wrestling. He wasn't unhappy. Like, yada, yada, yada. He goes, that might have been what he told her, but he loved every minute of wrestling. And, you know, like, and it kind of brought light just to how she hates wrestling and makes it look like he wasn't into it like everybody thought. And I mean, this, and it was on a podcast. I can't remember which one it was, but it pretty much just all but said that Owen Hart's ex-wife's just a miserable bitch. And she's the only one in the family that doesn't like, I guess she hasn't spoken to any of the Harts. I don't know if that's, you know, just weird shit like that.
Well then.
Yeah. Interesting. Hey.
Let's see if we can have her on the show.
I don't know what that means.
Uh-oh. That's got to mean something.
Doesn't mean anything. Don't worry about it.
Okay, we're good.
Don't bring it up again.
Not going to bring it up again.
Just stop. Okay, anything else going on world-wise? I just wanted to throw those out because I checked on them after we got done that night. I just started going through
sure.
some shit.
Just as you will.
Just to check the network because everything I had done was on YouTube.
Right.
Anything else going on in your worlds? I got Blues jersey on, so I'm ready for playoff hockey tonight.
Let me ask you this. What do they got against transsexuals?
Who? The Blues?
Mm-hmm.
It's just LGB.
Yeah. No T.
No T. No Q.
Shit, there's a Q now?
Yeah.
Quad. I can't keep
question
up.
Mark.
Quad.
Quad.
Question removed.
Quadriplegic?
Quad gender.
Quad gender?
Quad gender.
Yeah, you're four genders?
Well, if you,
what happened to the third?
If you have it,
fuck,
take
I don't
it
know
off,
that I want to know.
Put it back on.
Oh.
Don't assume my gender, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, Doc, remember how I said I wanted you to make my penis into a vagina? No, bad idea. Do you still have it? Do I have it?
It's on my keychain.
Fucking kidding me? No.
Oh,
we're just kidding, community. Not sure how we got there.
Literally.
But.
I want to go back.
But, as I say. What do we got in the hopper? I didn't
pay per view this weekend.
Dick. Oh my god!
Not sure which one is it. Is it the Raw pay per view?
I got a feeling it's not good.
I know Jericho and Owens are wrestling on it.
You heard Mauro Ranallo's officially out, right?
Yeah, he left.
Yeah.
I did hear Newsweek is set to run a story on that.
Yeah.
He claims it has nothing to do with JBL, though.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why.
Oh, does he want to come back, too?
Who, JBL?
No, Ronaldo. What'd you say? Leaving the door open?
That's probably what it is.
I mean, you are set, but I also saw that they're interested in your UFC guy.
Goldberg?
I don't know.
Goldberg left the UFC.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, at least they could have him. I'd take that guy.
Yeah.
I think I've heard his stuff before. His shtick.
His stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
He's good. I mean, he has a good voice. I don't know if he could, I don't know if he's a wrestling fan, how he could call it. But they really don't call matches anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Was Ronaldo?
Yeah, he's a huge fan.
Really?
Yeah. He did like Japan and he had done a ton of wrestling shit prior to WWF.
Wow, I did not know that at all.
And they were talking like, you know, what's this guy done? He's not, like that guy's called like Mayweather fights. I mean, like he was a big get for WWE, and I don't think a lot of fans understood what he did.
Strikeforce for a long while.
Yeah,
right?
He did. You know, he had done some major sporting events, and I think people didn't really realize he came from a huge sporting background. He was Showtime for years.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, switching gears here. Have you guys seen how Shane McMahon has suspended Baron Corbin for his actions on the Talking Smack show?
For having shitty hair? Oh, no.
No, he beat up an official on their little talk show, Talking Smack.
That guy's a fucking chode.
But the point of this story is Shane McMahon goes on Twitter in his little verified account and gives an official statement. It's never acceptable for an athlete in any sport to put their hands on an official. Yada, 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 in character.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to use Twitter in character like that? That's the worst thing I've ever seen. I just want to smack you for being...
You know what? Maybe he really did it. Maybe Braun Strowman, lone wolf.
You shut up.
The lone wolf after the guy.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe that's a real statement. Maybe the lone wolf broke the rules.
Official's not an official, though. He's the same as a wrestler. He just stands in a different spot in the ring and fulfills a different thing. I mean...
There's nothing I hate more than a lone wolf.
Yeah, that wolf needs to get shaven.
You guys don't agree with me at all on that? The whole in character on Twitter thing is just, come on.
Well, and if you look like two more down, it's probably talking about some fucking make-a-wish thing. The worst is when it's like Stephanie McMahon doing shit like that, and then she's, you know, playing like a bitch on Twitter, and then she's with fucking sisterhood bullshit.
Keep it straight. If you're going to be a character, in character all the time, be in character all the time.
Yeah, it's dumb. I think they fucked everything up too with this shuffle. They've the Miz, like they're putting Dean Ambrose with the Miz, and Dean Ambrose is just fucking killing the character. Like he sucks.
I'd say they're pretty much pissing on the Miz, and I think that's gonna be.
It's because they have him with fucking Ambrose. Ambrose fucking sucks. He can't carry a feud. His mic work is dog shit. Not quite as bad as Braun Strowman's mic work that they forced the other night to try to make the fans know he's a bad guy. I'm going to take out the trash tonight because Kalisto's a piece of trash just like all you people here.
And that's some old school heat.
I don't know what I picked up, but it was Ambrose wrestling. He gets worse. He's gotten worse.
He's just shit. Like suffered worse from the breakup. They just have to reunite those guys to get them all back over somehow. Because Rollins is declining too, his popularity. I mean, like they've just been passed up by guys, and they haven't been in the company long enough for that to happen.
No, I agree.
Sami Zayn gets a bigger pop than those guys, and he's
actually pretty good.
He works. His gimmick's fucking dorky and stupid, but. I mean, it's like a ska punk rock thing. It's like, hey, that was fucking, writing.
Dude,
did you get that from 2004?
I love ska music.
I know you're a big fan. I'm waiting for him to come out in like a kilt and fucking tie-dyed hair or some
bullshit. Twisted kilt?
I don't fucking know. Ooh. I know what I'm talking about.
Let's play some Sublime.
But.
No.
Oh. I see what you did there.
But his music is like, seriously.
It's shite.
It's like
shite.
It's just a bullshit thing, but. They had Nakamura come out first last night, and they're like, when they have something good, they hammer it too much. And he comes out and he does his entrance, and they have a Japanese guy cut a fucking promo. Ziggler's not really good on the mic.
No, because he barely showed it last night. Actually, it's not his fault.
But, like, why do that with... I was just awful. And he had a fucking mouthpiece in when he did the... Did you notice that?
He always has it in.
Yeah. Hey, maybe take the fucking mouth guard out when you're doing your goddamn interview in your second language.
I think they like that.
So...
Because that's what it sounds like.
So, pretty much this...
Nakamura.
This promo is Dolph Ziggler saying that Nakamura is Michael Jackson.
Mm.
And that he knows who he is and that he was once famous when he was a kid and then he disappeared to Japan and started wrestling. And it's like, all right, they talked about having a Ferris wheel in the backyard and a pet monkey. And it's just like, the fucking guy's dead, eh?
Wrote it?
I mean, that should have been, like, that would have been funny in, like, 96.
No. It would have never been funny. It would have never been good.
It would have been relevant, though, to where, like, people are like,
yeah, half people don't even know. He's been dead for 8 years.
There's people in there that have no fucking clue who Michael, and they talked about LaToya and Tito and Janet. I mean,
Jerome.
It was the dumbest fucking stuff. It was awful. It was awful.
Bad. And I'm not going to stand for it, E.
Don't do it. Just put your feet down.
And then fucking the guy that can get a good match out of anyone, AJ Styles, couldn't get one out of fucking Big Dopey.
Big Dopey.
Fucking all I can do is when we watch a match and that dumbass is in that match, he just bends over and tries doing anything and it's just that fucking greased hair back and just his scalp. And it's just like, lose the fucking hair, man. Book that guy in a hair match.
What do you got
someone.
Against people with hair?
He has the worst hairline ever. I mean, like, you have enough dudes with long hair that are greasy. This guy can spare his hair. Give him a little different look.
Spare the hair.
But I don't know. Like, I just worry that they're going to Balor and Nakamura the shit out of it, and those guys are going to just, it's going to be played out.
Bye. When?
Fuck, who knows?
Quickly?
Yeah, I mean, if they just...
Too soon.
They do it all. I mean, how quick do they do it with a New Day? How quick do they do it with Enzo and Cass?
6 months, six minutes. Months.
Happens
nah,
fast.
Depends. Once you see them, you've seen it. And once you see it every week, gooey.
And you have, but they haven't done, like, the big entrance with Balor with the paint and everything, so...
Since when?
Since he's been back from the injury.
That's true.
So, I mean, that's something they can hold back on, but...
Oh, he'll never get to where he was going to be. Never.
It depends. I don't know.
Oh, but you can't get the newness back on him.
Oh, no. No, no, you're right.
And that'll hurt. Nakamura's going to... I mean, until... They need to make Balor a heel, get that over with, get him into the...
Balor Club with those
Bullet
two...
Club. Well, yeah, yeah, Balor Club.
Balor Club. Yeah.
Whatever the hell you call it.
But have them feud with the Shield.
Not a bad idea.
Then the Shield, hey, then they can all be baby faces, and guess what? Still not going to get fucking cheered.
Yeah, they almost need a reboot, like you said, yeah. And make them heels.
I mean, I've read that they're going to have the Wyatts rejoin, and they're going to feud with the Shield. But then how do you get to the Bullet Club? AJ Styles, wasn't he a part? I mean, like, I don't know enough about the Bullet Club, but... Maybe set some type of AJ like that up, and then AJ.
They did that. They had
yeah,
that
but
going.
But maybe that's how you work Balor into it, and those guys turn on AJ because AJ's a baby. Like, I mean, I just think he's a baby face.
Know they're already thinking this stuff up. I mean, look at the writing staff they've got. I mean, they've been working on this a long time.
It's a crack team.
They write that shit. Week to week.
$20 says they walk in Friday. And Vince McMahon, of course, starts it off, all right, Cena's going to be back in November. What do we got?
Did you see him and her dancing naked on whatever?
Oh, why is that funny?
What was it for?
I know this. Because they got a million...
500,000 something.
Subscribe. It was a YouTube video.
So they needed 500,000 subscribers for them to do a fake naked dance to where you almost saw the, I mean, you saw the side of her tit, which everybody's seen, but like.
What is, but the farting thing, is that supposed to be funny?
I didn't hear him
farting. Farting's always funny.
Is what it? Was the farting thing?
We check.
He bent over and farted? And
naked?
Yeah. Like, I guess that was
even
funny.
Funnier.
Is it?
He did it or she did it?
Call me crazy.
He did it.
Oh, he showed his, like, you can show your ass crack on YouTube?
No.
Oh.
He bent over and they made the sound.
Well, that's not funny.
I think they think they're Saturday Night Live without the people that are good at being funny. I don't know.
Kind of like us.
Who, it's hard to say, though,
who
because.
Who finds it funny?
I don't think he's very smart.
Another good question.
And I don't think she is either.
But I read people were like, oh, man, that's hilarious. I'm like, woo.
Oh, John Cena's showing that he's a real human being and just being zany.
I don't know.
Have fun.
I just can't
wait till she finally has a kid and she can't be on TV anymore and she's wrestling. But it won't stop. They'll just get a nanny and they'll travel on the road and be like Triple H and Stephanie.
Could be a real Chris Benoit situation.
Speaking of spouses. Oh, sorry. Did you guys hear about Kurt? Ric Flair's wife being in a car wreck yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, she's real bad. Yeah.
She's okay. They're coming out now. But one, it surprised me to learn he has another wife.
They're not married.
They're fiance.
Oh, okay.
It's
well,
his fiance.
It's showing
Fifi,
her on Twitter.
And I can't think of her name. Wendy.
Wendy, yeah.
What's her last name?
Nah, fuck, I don't know.
Richter.
Never mind. Wendy Fifi.
My long story short is, for the joke I'm trying to make here.
Okay, go ahead.
Over under 2025. That being.
20 to 25 what?
No, the year 2025.
Oh, yeah.
Before or after that year, he eclipses his number of world championships with number of ex-wives.
He'll be dead.
Think that'll happen by then?
No, I'm sorry. He'll be dead.
By 2025?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how
we got this down. 8 years from now, if we're still doing a show, I'm going to rub in your face.
Okay.
In your face, Ric Flair is alive.
Still alive.
Woo!
Fuck that one up.
Yeah, let's have a woo-wah. Woo!
Woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
Eric, if you're watching.
Woo.
Woo! I can't do it.
She's,
my voice is gone.
She's phenomenal, though.
Who?
His daughter.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, just the bitchy, snotty character they play.
Best heel in the company.
And they're going to turn her face. Watching it last night, they had her get attacked by 5 people.
Well, that's how you do it.
It's, I mean, like, what the fuck are you giving her sympathy for? Like, let her be a bitch.
Yeah. They go in reverse sometimes. I don't get it. It's just because mainly the people that write for them have either, number one, never been in a fight, two, never watched wrestling, three, never had sex, four, never been around girls for a long period of time, and 5, I needed a 5th one, and I don't have one.
No, that's why everybody that
that's
dates,
fair.
Every wrestler that dates someone in the company besides, like, Cena, they get fucking buried.
Yep.
Like Rusev. Oh, let's try splitting them apart. Let's put them in this angle. They pretty much just said, no, fuck you. We're engaged. And they both got punished for that. Dean Ambrose lost a lot of heat when it came out with him and Renee Young. Like, it's a weird thing. And what it is, it's all those old fucks backstage that hate it. Which Michael P.S. Hayes can't fuck the girls like he once could with
the... Take that back.
No, he was banging what's-her-name. He was, like... She was in rehab, and then he got her drunk on a tour, like, over in Europe. And he was banging her, Rosa Mendez.
Rosa Mendez?
Yeah, man, that's Casanova level.
I mean, that's a great pull for Michael Piggy Hayes. I mean, he looks like shit.
Pig shit Hayes.
Piggy sack?
She's not bad looking. Piggy.
Oh, I thought she was hot.
Yeah.
Especially after she got
stupid.
The boobs. I'm a boobs guy. What?
What? Nope. I'm just trying to think of other things for P.S. Perfectly stupid. But he's not.
He's purely sexy in my eyes.
Well, I mean,
not in my eyes.
Anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, even back in the day, if you're going to say it, fine, that's a stretch, that's the baseline, if that's purely sexy. He's a far cry from that. He's 30 years removed from that.
That he is, Edward.
How old is he?
90.
I'd say Hayes, if he was...
Let me Google Doc Hendricks.
If he was around 18 in the mid-70s, born in 60, he's born in the... Early 60s. I'd guess... Oh, so he's born in the 50s.
Mm.
So I'd say he... Well, then I would have said 61.
If he was born in the 60s?
No, if he was born in the 50s.
Nah. He is 58 years of old.
58 years of old.
Years of old.
So he was born in 59.
He was born in 59 on March the 29th.
Hey, happy belated birthday, PSAs.
As we, 10 days after mine.
As we talk about you not being so worthy of Rosa Mendez.
So he was on the kick butt.
So he was 50 plus banging Rosa Mendez.
Dude,
Google her.
Well played, Michael.
Yeah.
Purely sexual. Dude, she's a smoke show. She's all right.
Well, keep searching. You can find some good images on her, too.
Yeah.
Just so you know, if you're watching us on YouTube, number one, thank you. Number two, follow us on Facebook.com. Numeral three, Horseman Show. Numeral three, the number three, Horseman Show. Twitter.com/numeral3horseman show. And we're on YouTube, so you've already found us. But that's Numeral Three Horseman Show. We'll link you in the show bio and everything else.
And if you're listening on podcast, why are you not watching on YouTube?
Yeah, why don't you like and subscribe?
Email us at info@thethreehorsemanshow.com if you want.
Yeah. Before this next thing came up, I was going to ask when we found out wrestling wasn't cool or hip or fake and all that stuff. But luckily, Vinnie Mac, we got some Vinnie Mac news.
Wait, what? Go back? We found out it wasn't cool or hip or
and
it was fake.
All that stuff.
When that happened.
Combination of all three. But. The Vince McMahon biopic picked up some steam the other day. So it looks like TriStar, which I guess is not Columbia, it's more Sony. Do you know that?
Yeah, I have no clue.
TriStar Pictures is getting in the ring.
Used to be Columbia TriStar, yeah.
Yeah, for a biopic about WWE chairman and CEO Vince McMahon. It's still being produced by one of these WWE studios guys.
So. I hope not.
I know. But a couple of these guys that they've got involved produced American Sniper. So if they get in on this, this could end up being... could be good. Here's the one thing I hate about biopics.
Biopics?
Well, see, that's... I always said biopic, and then everybody says biopics.
Yeah, I'm biopic.
Kind of. I'm a biopic, too.
I'm a biopic guy. That's what I always
say. Good.
Now we've established that biopic.
You know what I hate when they do shit like this?
What's that, man?
Is that it looks so not like it was back 30, 40 years ago. Like, if they don't care enough, if they don't even try to get the wigs
tone.
Right.
Right.
If they don't even try to get, like, the clothing right.
Like, movies like Boogie Nights did it right. But then there's movies that are just fucking, I can't think of a bad one off the top of my head, but there's plenty of them who just
Well, because they're not memorable.
Right.
Because they are like a timepiece, and they don't even try to make it look like a timepiece.
Period piece, yeah.
Yeah, period piece. But I would think if Vinnie Mac is involved, they're going to go over budget. They're going to get the best hair and makeup. You know what? They'll probably get WWE's hair and makeup people.
Fucking that'll
they
be
got
awful.
A crew.
They'll have a 70s woman wrestler wearing booty shorts and a fucking pink.
It'll just be played by Nikki Bella. That'll be her fucking acting.
But they'll put feathered hair on her.
Yeah. It's going to be. The movie I'm more intrigued about is this one they're doing on Paige, and they're still doing it with all the crazy shit that's going on in her life. And I still can't figure it out. The Rock is doing this.
He's got to get into producing somehow. You know what I mean?
But he's doing other shit. He produces Ball. He has successful shit. And how he decides to do it on her family, put a big budget on it. Like, I don't know. It's kind of weird to me.
Kind of.
You'd almost think that it had to do with him wanting to bang her or something, but
no. She
looks like garbage.
He could have banged her easily. Think about it. He's the Rock. She's nobody, and she was banging everybody anyway.
Did you guys hear this? Apparently the Vin Diesel and Rock stuff is legit. Like this new movie.
I heard it wasn't that. Like it's been blown out of proportion.
They didn't. They were never on set together.
Wow.
They never filmed at the same time. Anything.
And they're getting back together to make another movie.
They said it's really badly cut. That you can tell that scenes they're in together, you can tell. So they say it's really shitty.
What's the beef?
I'm not sure what it's over.
Where's the beef?
But apparently there was an MMA show.
You watched the videos, right?
Yeah. Tyron Woodley came out and said, you know, if they got into a fight, Rock would kick his ass, yada, yada.
I agree.
Vin Diesel sees him out.
Wow, he's really going out on a limb there.
Vin Diesel sees him out and confronts him about it. He's like, and then you he really
beats the fuck out of Vin Diesel.
Yeah, who is Vin Diesel? He's really, a fucking dork.
He's like, you really think The Rock would kick my ass?
He's
like,
a muscular dork.
I'd flex on him.
Oh, come on.
That's what it was. I've read.
You know,
that
he's
today.
A big. He wrote the foreword for the new Dungeons and Dragons book. He's a huge Dungeons and Dragons guy. He's a muscular fucking nerd.
Yeah, he's a.
Not that I got a lot of talk. I'm a fat nerd. That's not the point.
He, what was I going to say? Apparently he owns those movies outright, though. He, like, makes 100.
The Fast movies?
He makes $100 million a film those, which just blows my mind.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Vince McMahon movie. All right, let's cast this son of a bitch.
Who all plays right. the man?
Who plays Vince McMahon? Anybody got any?
I do. Michael Shannon.
You help me out.
God damn it. Google it. You got a thing right there.
I do have a thing right here.
One of those
Michael
things?
Shannon.
Michael Shannon.
And what has he been in?
All kinds of shit.
oh, you're right. He plays left field for the Yankees. Oh, that's Michael Pineda.
Let's see. He was in Man of Steel, which I'm sure you didn't see.
Michael Shannon.
Oh, my gosh.
He could play fucking Chris Benoit. He looks more like Benoit than McMahon.
Yeah, but he could also do McMahon, I think. The guy's a good actor.
How about Let's Go to Prison?
I've not seen it. Is it pretty good?
Really, with Dax Shepard? It came out 10 years ago.
Let's Go to Prison.
This is Boat Cleaner. Use the clean boats.
I have not
and
seen
he puts it.
It.
He's got to kill him. Trying to kill himself. Anyway, Michael Shannon, huh? That's your pick for
that's
McMahon?
The first one.
Might as well get Michael Scott.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it, actually, he's not a horrible choice to play a younger Vinnie Mac. Think about early '80s Vinnie. That he had a very angular face, very similar to what's his name, Steve Carell.
Could do it. He's a great actor.
He is a great actor.
Yeah.
What do you got, Corey?
But you think about that. I was trying to think before we came in. I don't know if you could get. Could you get like
play himself?
Well, hopefully, like a no.
Vince Vaughn.
Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, like he.
I mean, you're gonna put a wig on somebody.
Yeah.
A really bad wig. I don't know. Is Russell Crowe too far out there? I guess they don't have the same facial structure. It's got to be, it's that pointed chin. He doesn't look like a lot of guys that I could think of. And the other thing is look at all these guys you're going to have to get to play main roles in his life. Like, who's going to play Hulk Hogan? Who's going to play any of these guys?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. What else do we want to talk about?
I'm trying to think.
Like, Randy Savage, he's dead, huh?
Yeah, so there's that.
But who play? I mean, like,
how? Who plays the microphone that he holds when he's an announcer?
Who do they take it from point A to point B, though? I mean, like, how
who
far
plays
do they
Howard
take it?
Finkel?
There you go.
I'm going to go with Jonah Hill.
I'll say Ron Howard.
Ron Howard's brother, Clint.
Clint Howard.
Yeah, Clint Howard would be a perfect. I don't see how there's any other choice.
There you go.
Who plays Shane?
How old Shane when they in the movie, though? I mean, that's the thing. How far do you take the movie?
Michael Cera.
Let's just get the cast of Superbad on this. Could have the redhead play Stephanie.
I wish I knew some of these actors better.
Tio, I'd just like to let you know that you've been joined in your camera by Miss Rosa Mendez.
Whoa, look at that.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah, she's somehow Michael Hayes banged that.
Podcast land.
Wrong one.
This is why you need to join us on YouTube because Rosa Mendez is here on
in
screen.
In studio.
On, well, a smaller version of her.
Oh, she's on Corey's lap.
Hi.
Uh oh.
Friend.
Here comes a lawsuit.
It's going to get. Is she dancing?
Shake, Senora.
I'll be honest. This is the most screen time she's had in about 6 years.
Since she quit fucking Michael Hayes.
And it's the most entertaining thing she's done.
Oh, no, she was on Total Divas and she was good because she was real desperate and was just trying to fuck anybody.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure nobody ever approached her.
Touch my butt.
Oh, hey, I have a good one for you. CM Punk's back in the news. And
that's a real good one.
He's going to be on an MTV show, The Challenge. They're taking 10 former professional athletes going up against 10 people that have won the competition.
What show?
If you look at the challenge, Road Rules Challenge, they do these different, it's like, I don't know.
I've never watched Road Rules.
They don't have it anymore, but we watch the challenge shows. Corey, you've watched it with me.
Oh, millions of times.
You've watched the
yes,
final.
Yes, I do.
So that's
what I'm saying.
So they have real athletes on here. CM Punk's not a fucking athlete.
That's true.
He will be the first one to go home, guaranteed. Unless he's a conniving manipulator that's smarter than these guys, but it's like Lolo Jones, Sean Merriman, like real fucking athletes. And, like, he wasn't an athletic wrestler. He got beat. I mean, like I don't consider him an athlete. So that's the question. Do you consider CM Punk an athlete?
Well, he did. He was involved in athletics, so technically. No, I mean, he's not athletic, no.
I mean, if I'm MMA or UFC, I'm fucking pissed. You're going to let that guy go out and represent your sport and get beat by some fucking guy that's a bartender for half the year?
Well, he basically...
There's such thing as bad press.
The dude sucked. Come on, he's not representing anybody.
And that's the other thing. It's on Viacom, which is the
Channel 4
competitor.
Or CBS, yeah.
It's a competitor of UFC. UFC's Fox.
Yeah, good point.
Viacom owns
Spike.
Bellator.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weird...
MTV, Spike,
Yeah. It's kind of a weird thing. But
very weird.
Yeah, I'm surprised that UFC let that happen.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, but he's going to make wrestling look bad because he's just going to look like a fucking... I mean, he's just not going to do good.
That's just like your opinion, man.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Why are you always going to be so negative?
He was never athletic. You always talked about how bad his footwork was, Corey.
It is. It's terrible.
Stop bringing up old shit. We're talking about you now. what else you got today, guys?
Can we run down the pay-per-view card and then just head out? You want to do that? Pay-per-view Friday night?
Do it to it. All right. Who's the pay-per-view Friday night?
Sunday night, my bad. And I
don't let it happen again.
Couldn't even tell you what the name of it is. They have too many of them.
You know.
Pay-per-view 7 this year, and we're only in month 4.
Is it Payback?
Probably.
Boom.
Sounds like the one after WrestleMania.
WWE Payback.
Let's see. The
You guys want to know something funny? Yeah. I accidentally typed in WWE POV, and it was what's-her-name's porn that popped up.
Nice.
Narrow it down. Who is it?
Paige.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, if I was to guess.
She had one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Randy Orton wrestles Bray Wyatt for the WWE Championship. How about that?
Who you have there?
Orton.
I don't know. I really don't know. I guess Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'd keep... I see him keeping the belt.
What show's he on now?
They're on separate shows.
Yeah, okay.
So Orton keeps the belt and stays there.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, it's just fucking stupid planning on their part.
Roman Reigns takes on Braun Strowman. I wonder who wins that one.
Gee, I don't know.
Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho, so they're going to wrestle again. If Jericho wins the title, he will be transferred to SmackDown. Huh?
He's not going to win. He's going on tour.
Yeah, that's what I thought I heard that.
Yeah.
Hardy Boys versus Cesaro and Sheamus. I'll take Cesaro and Sheamus because I saw that they both lost singles matches to those two. So they're going to get the belts off them and do the broken thing?
They're trying to get the lawsuit going. The WWE has their attorneys representing the Hardys now against TNA.
Oh, so the
for that trademark.
Have you heard about the whole the T-shirt that they had made that they're not allowing?
Fuck the owl.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's fucking great.
It's good stuff. So what? It's not allowed in the arena.
They will
now?
Not let you come into the TNA event wearing that shirt.
Who would be stupid enough to wear that anyway?
As
their outside shirt, you'd take it off or take off whatever you got over the top of it.
We're talking, and no offense, guys, we're talking about wrestling fans.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, true.
I mean,
then Miz is doing a special segment with Finn Balor.
Mm.
Like, they're not even on the card. Like, I just...
Yeah, let's have Finn Balor talk.
Another guy that just has an accent that... I mean, who's the... And it's probably going to be something very, very fucking easy, but who is the last person that they put over that had a heavy accent? That was a main guy in the company.
I don't know anybody that's ever had an accent that they put over.
Sheamus.
Was that over, really?
But I mean, he was never over, but they put a belt on him, is what I'm saying. So, like,
these
guys have belts.
They usually
had belts.
William Regal.
I mean, Finn Balor had the belt put on him.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, but they usually don't give those guys that are. I don't know. And maybe it's changing. You know, they're giving this fucking Jinder Mahal. He has a title shot coming up. He won.
That's going to work out real well.
Did you see the character he's playing?
let me guess, an Arab?
Like, fuck you, I'm better than you. And he has, they're talking about him having like a huge stable with like 6 or 7.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But it's kind of a mix of Del Rio and JBL.
Is he working out with Triple H?
Has to be.
I mean, there isn't any other real explanation for that guy because well, he's you not know, very good.
The body build that looks more comparable to Triple H.
Yeah, he concussed Finn Balor. I'm trying to think of the other bad things he's done. Well, I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen him win a match.
Screwed Brett over in Montreal.
There's another thing. I forgot about that.
He's getting credit.
Today. You know what? They could turn that.
We need to do a conspiracy theory show on that.
Ooh. What, on the screw job? Like, who was involved?
Who, yeah.
Just the whole thing, yeah.
I know
we could do that just on this show.
What we'll differing thing? You know what? That ought to be one of our shows. That's our
screw
next
job?
That's our, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Next week.
A lot of people don't know the ins and outs and what have you about that 20-year-old thing.
And wasn't it just convenient that they were filming a movie when that was all going on?
No, come on. Now you're looking at it too deep.
What movie is this?
Was it
Beyond? Oh, you mean Wrestling with Shadows?
Was that
or Beyond the Mat, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was one of them.
Yeah, that's true. Does anybody how care about the rest of this card? Because there's nothing to see.
I don't even care about the rest of the company.
who else is on it? Let's go ahead. Finish this fucker off. The pay-per-view and the show.
I'd rather talk about the Montreal Screwjob than the pay-per-view, but either way.
I agree. Seth Rollins versus Samoa Joe.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Joe will go over in that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess I haven't watched really.
Is Dean Ambrose doing anything?
No.
He's wow.
This is a different show, isn't it?
No, Dean Ambrose is on Raw.
Yeah, this isn't a Raw pay-per-view.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Shows
Roman Reigns and Strowman's on Raw.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's a Raw pay-per-view. It's weird. They're leaving guy. It's bizarre.
So it's a mixed pay-per-view.
Two of them. I guess two of the matches are mixed.
I mean, oh, I see. Kevin Owens and Jericho. Oh, Kevin Owens switched company or switched brands. Why are they? That's so weird.
Yeah. And Owens is referring himself as champions of the America instead of the United States champion. It's really funny. Like
champion of the Americas.
Yeah, something like that. He's really good.
Man, this is weird. I really thought this was all.
Yeah, it's a shitty card.
You thought wrong, dude.
I'll watch it though.
Got to remember, these aren't pay per views anymore. They're just shows on the network.
It's just a Thursday or a Sunday night Raw.
Ugh,
that's one way to look at it.
Fucking dreadful.
Shotgun Sunday night.
Oh man, nope.
Shotgun.
This Sunday in Texas.
Oof. Yeah, I don't think I'll be watching much of this one. But.
I mean, if you want to be negative about it.
Anywho. I still haven't thought of anybody to play Vince McMahon.
That's a toughie. I mean, maybe he plays himself.
It's got to be someone that's built, too.
Think about it.
Like, you can't have a small guy playing.
Yeah, you got to have a 70-year-old steroid freak.
Here's what Steve Carell couldn't play him.
No. Think about Private Parts, Howard Stern.
Yeah.
He played himself and did kick ass.
Vince McMahon looks so old right now.
He could play a 40-year-old version of himself like that.
Not even close. I'm trying to think of anybody that's big in stature in Hollywood right now. I mean, could
Michael Clark Duncan, is he still alive?
Dead. Yeah.
Black, too.
He could play Zeus.
Oh, damn. Yes, he could play Zeus. So he's on the films or on the movie set? Yeah. No, he's dead.
Craig. Oh, different.
I mean,
different Zeus.
Like, even if you go into the 90s, you can even have The Rock play himself. Yeah. Well, I guess you can if you didn't
Hopefully
watch,
they don't spend too much time on people like The Rock or, you know.
Oh, I think it's going to be a majority of. I think a lot of it's going to be about them winning the. I mean, it's going to be
Monday Night Wars and whatnot. Yeah, that's fine and all, but I would rather see like
Rock and Roll Wrestling Connection. That's going to be something. All the 80s.
WrestleMania. It'll be the WrestleMania buying up the territories, then going head to head with WCW.
Oh, I think the other thing is the steroid scandal.
Oh yeah.
That's got to be big on there.
But
the murdering of his dad.
Yeah, you think he's just going to be a
murdering?
Oh, well, you think he just died and left it to Vince?
Of cancer, yeah. Well, no, Vince bought it from him.
You think that he has the balls to do that with, like, a fuck you to the government and, like, pretty much just piss on that steroid trial, how he got away with it?
I don't know.
Well, his buddy's in office.
That's true. So, yeah, he does. I mean, he touts it as he beat the federal government.
Yes.
Every time he talks about anything.
So, I mean, like that.
Stupid government.
Yeah. Think about, I mean, that.
If growing up in North Carolina, are they going to have his first homosexual experience on that?
No, just his first ancestral.
As opposed to your most recent?
Yeah.
You and Ultimate Warrior on a bearskin rug?
Pat Patterson.
Who's on top?
Pat Patterson.
Who isn't?
Good Who plays Pat Patterson?
I already thought the Ring Boy scandal would be involved.
Patton Oswalt?
No, I guess they won't. Hmm?
Patton Oswalt would make a good Pat Patterson. Think about it, man.
Whoa.
You get him in some white hair.
So like where your head's
He was
at.
Involved in the 48 Hours that was on Friday night.
Patton Oswalt?
And I didn't finish it. His wife, though?
Patton Oswalt was.
The character? Yeah, or the comic?
Yeah.
His wife, he was married to a, she was like an investigative journalist. And she mm-hmm. was a writer.
Mm-hmm. I was unaware of that.
And she was tracking like this serial rapist. She put it together. And I guess she like died of cancer. I dozed off from it, or she passed away somehow.
I missed the important part, but here we are.
I've got to watch it. But Patton Oswalt's involved on 48 Hours from this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for Patton.
Yeah. So all you wrestling fans that watched 48 Hours, you can fill us in.
No. And let us know what you think about Pat Patterson being played by Patton.
Send us on our social media, though. Give the social media handles and get to us.
That's what you got
to
do, is get out there on social and ask people with who they think should play him.
Yeah. I already did that.
Three Horsemen?
Yeah.
I don't follow our Twitter. It's horseshit. I'm just kidding. I totally do. I'm sure you see my likes all the time.
Yeah. See?
See?
We got anything else? Anything important?
Crabs.
What?
Oh, that's never talk about what we got.
That's not true.
Oh, why, Roderick Strong, I think he's in the next tier, whatever. He had a kid with one of Ronda Rousey's buddies. Ronda Rousey's buddies. Say that three times fast.
Ronda Rousey's
That Marina
buddies.
Sharif or whatever. I didn't even know they were dating, but yeah, they just had a kid. Saw that in the news.
So happy for him.
Yeah. Slow news week.
Now tell me how much I care. I don't know how much I care. I want you to tell me. Should I get enthused? Boy, so this has been Three Horsemen.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened?
Corey was sleeping over there.
Yeah. I was into the Vince McMahon thing, but I guess we're not
movie
not
casters.
Caring about the vibe.
If you didn't know,
put it this way.
Oh, look at this. No, it says it's going to involve the writers of the Shield.
Oh yeah, Sean Ryan.
I'm joking. Because that's all you fuckers ever talk about.
Fuck you, man.
Shield.
I'm pulling out his name instantly. Sean Ryan. He did the unit too.
What a dick move over there.
Vic Mackey gonna be in it? He's gonna play the Fink.
Vic Mackey is in this movie. He's playing Virgil.
He's playing George the Animal Steel.
He's playing Virgil. Also known as Vincent in the NWO.
Could Walton Goggins play Vince McMahon?
That's Ooh. Actually
jawline.
Not bad. That's not bad.
Who? Wait.
Walton Goggins,
not the guy from Girl Next Door, the porn star producer.
That's Oliphant. Timothy Oliphant.
Oliphant. Okay.
Or whatever. Yeah, that guy too.
How about that guy? As Vince McMahon.
Slick the hair back. He could. I mean, he has the jawline. I know what you're saying though. Like Vince is kind of distinct.
Yeah. But there's a ton of other background guys that they're going to have to get.
That's what
you're
I was going to say.
Get a bunch of steroid freaks
in
this movie.
How many guys do you cast?
Depends.
Could Wahlberg play him?
Mark Wahlberg?
Donnie all day.
Could Wahlberg play him?
No, he's not tall enough.
Dude, I mean, they can fucking make shit work. Tom Cruise looks like he's 6'3 in every fucking movie.
That's true.
Damon has a jawline. I'm just thinking of those actors that like fit the facial profile.
I'm thinking it's not going to be anyone that big. I think it's going to be a B star.
They've talked about for the Benoit movie having Liv Schreiber, the dude that plays on.
I know Liv Schreiber. Yeah,
he's on
Homeland or one of those.
It's
on Showtime. What was it?
Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan. That's it.
But he does the voiceovers for all the 24/7s and like the HBO. He's that voice guy. He does the shit for the hockey when HBO did the.
I was just thinking Bryan Cranston, and then all of a sudden for Vince McMahon, David Putty.
From Seinfeld?
Can't think of what his name is.
Oh, God damn it.
He was in Ted.
Yeah.
Yep, that guy could do it, and the funny guy. He would have to play a serious role, but the guy from...
John Panetti?
John Hamm.
Oh, John Hamm?
John Hamm's a guy that could do it.
Ooh.
And then the guy from, oh, fuck.
Andy Samberg could play Hangover. Like a young version of him if you think about the...
Andy Samberg. I can see that.
I mean, it wouldn't be horrible.
No, it wouldn't.
What's the cop from The Hangover? In the face.
Oh, Rob
Bill
Riggle.
Bill Hader. Oh, Rob Riggle.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Those are more guys, bigger guys that kind of fill
You're
that
thinking
up.
Superbad.
Yes.
Yeah. What about Daniel Day-Lewis? He could play literally anybody or anything.
He is good at playing guys like that.
When he gets put into a role, you can't tell that he's ever played anything else.
Just think if it's a method actor that
Patrick
someone's going to have to follow.
Patrick Warburton is the guy I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
that
Patrick
David
Warburton.
Putty.
Yeah.
David, okay, go ahead.
If it is a method actor that has to follow that fucker around for a year to get the character down.
Forget that.
Could you imagine? Like
ever sleeping? No.
Crazy.
That's what you'd have to do with Daniel Day-Lewis. That guy's method actor of all method actors. I mean.
That's true.
He walks on the set, the character doesn't leave character until the movie's done.
What about Sean Penn doesn't work.
Yeah, Sean Waltman couldn't do it.
Who's the guy that with the band? Sean Waltman. Actually, he could play Shane. What about the guy? He seems to change his face into things that need to be happening. Johnny Depp. I guess that doesn't work.
I hate Johnny Depp anymore, dude. There's nothing he does that's
weirdo.
Any good.
Black Mass, really.
Okay, Black Mass was okay.
Okay.
It wasn't great.
Right.
But other than that, what's he done lately? A ton of Disney movies that all
Stallone. Sucked. Stallone could play the old version of Vince.
You're right.
Ooh, Stallone
good
would
call.
Work good. But Frank Stallone, not Sly.
Could he talk, though?
Could he say, pal?
But I'm telling you, that is such a big part. His voice is such a big part of who he is. That's going to be tough.
I can't wait to find out who are the main characters of this thing. He's going to have... Man, you got a bunch of shit you can cover in that.
They're just going to do really cast. Like, it's going
to
be like...
He's Scorsese to make.
Vince's
going to
be a hero.
It's going to be like the sexiest man alive is next year. That's who they're going to pin to play it.
One of the things you got to do is have the strut, though. Whoever does it's got to have the...
It's going to be that little fucker that's in Baywatch with The Rock right now.
Zac Efron?
Zac Efron's going to play Vince McMahon.
If Vince has his choice, yeah.
Yeah.
Get De Niro to play the old McMahon.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be too
I thought
bad.
About that because De Niro could do that.
Hmm. Well,
I'd see it.
Good thing you guys got into that in the last 2-3 minutes. Jerks.
Hey, lick my hemorrhoids.
Hey, second part of next week, let's do that. Let's all work on that.
No.
Cast out what positions we think are vital for the movie. Like what characters there have to
I
be.
Mean,
so
other than
we're
family.
We got old school important shit.
But that's old.
About.
That's what I'm saying. Like the old school characters that are gonna. So Pat Patterson, Ted Turner, Eric Bischoff. I'm like you go there, but then you go even further back to where like, all right, it's got to start with Vince's dad in the territories. So who's gonna play some of those characters? Who's gonna play Vince? You know who's gonna.
You
play?
Know, like the first half hour is gonna be him growing up in North Carolina. Guaranteed. And then getting called up to New York to work
but
for him.
But his dad, like that's what I'm saying, who plays his dad? Who plays, I mean, what territorial figures do that have roles?
You know what guy I'd like is number 2 from Austin Powers.
Oh, Robert Wagner?
Robert Wagner as Vince McMahon Sr.
Yeah. It could be good.
We just kind of come to like, cast the movie and who we think is, because like, I guarantee like there's going to be people like, you know.
What about Timothy Dalton for Vince McMahon?
I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Or who was in Taken?
Liam Neeson?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean...
I've got a special...
I don't think you're going to find his doppelganger to play him, unless there's somebody in Hollywood we don't know about.
He looks good in a bow tie, I think, is what Timothy Dalton does for me.
Yeah. Dude.
He's such an egomaniac, though. It's gonna be a delusional version of himself that's like just I mean it's gonna be something fucking stupid like just some big fucker that's good looking that he's gonna I mean
most importantly who will play Lord Alfred Hayes?
Ooh, Seth Rogen. By look alone,
this budget's gonna be like $4 billion with all the actors we're putting in these roles.
Think about
So Adam Sandler's
What's
gonna
the
Adam,
budget? $3 million. Yeah. Oh, all right.
Adam Sandler's gonna play.
You get The Rock to play The Rock at this point. I mean, there's nobody more expensive.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that you could put in this thing that are gonna have an impact on him. Pat Patterson, I think, is the tricky one. Because they're going to make him look good in this movie.
Are they going to make him look gay in this movie?
They have to. God, they have to. If they're going for any kind of realism.
I don't know. Hey.
If you're going for real realism, there's going to be a lot of shit in there they don't want.
Well, yeah. They should. Fuck it. They should at this point. Vince McMahon's, what, 70-something now?
They're going to do it real. We're going to find out
lose
that he has
half your shit.
He has terminal cancer is what you're going to find 71 out. That's why they're doing it.
Oh,
he's decided to do a tell-all and on the, like, you know, 3 months before. It's like, I got 2 months to live.
I think
just,
this picture here
you.
Tells us all we need to know about what Vince
yeah.
said.
Yeah, that was taken last year. That's the problem.
That's just great. I'm 70, but fucking I'm bad.
Who's 60 years or who's 70 me. Years old and on growth that we can get to play Vince McMahon in this movie?
That motherfucker might think he can play himself when he's 30 and just do it himself.
I don't doubt it. Don't say
just
that.
Just dye his hair real
some,
black.
Get me some get me some hair dye and I'll we'll shoot it in different stages.
We use a little CG, pal.
He goes off the hormones for a while. He's smaller for a little bit. But are they going to show him just outdoing everybody, blowing more lines than everyone at the bar?
No shit.
I mean,
that's
like,
no joke.
I know. Like, that's the. I mean, like, that guy, there's so many layers to that guy and, like, why he is an intriguing figure.
That's why I think the story could be good.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
It's going to, but I know it's going to be him overcoming.
Is it going to be a PG story? I mean, again.
Can't be.
You wouldn't think.
What about Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy.
That
to
guy
play
can play
Vinnie Mac?
Yeah, he can play almost anything.
See, that made those.
Is there anybody in
t-shirts?
Like Game of Thrones that could play Lord Alfred Hayes?
I'd have to think on it. There's about a billion people in that show.
All right. Tom Hardy to play who?
Vinnie Mac.
Really?
Don't look at him.
Watch, it'll be Chris Pine.
Did you see that movie where he played the prison guy Bronson? Did you see Bronson? Look up, put it Bronson. What's his name? Tom Hardy, Space
Pinchot?
Bronson.
Perfect Strangers?
Not
come
Bronson,
on, Corson, don't be ridiculous.
Not that one.
Oh, damn it.
Tom Hardy.
Charles Bronson?
No, Bronson. Just type in Tom Hardy Bronson.
Punk.
You son of a bitch, huh? He can grow a mustache, so my point is, he could do it. Yes, I realize.
The Vince McMahon mustache years?
Yes.
When's the movie, when's it end?
I'm guessing it's going to be another year and a half until it comes out.
No, when does the movie end?
Oh, Attitude Era.
So in your opinion?
The conqueror of WCW.
Yeah, that's my guess.
The conqueror of WCW when they simulcast is when it ends, you think?
Yep.
Because if you don't, it gets into Benoit.
Oh, if you don't, it gets into the XFL.
Yeah, good point.
Yep.
You end it on a high note.
The cover of the bodybuilding.
And you end it
bodybuilding
with
bodybuilding steroid trial is the apex, and then it ends with him winning.
But him having the bodybuilding federation, he tried starting IcoPro, all that shit. Is that included?
Yeah. They'll have one with him getting served with papers at an IBF thing or something like that. Yeah. I've already got this planned out.
Why they haven't been talking to you, I don't know.
They will. I'm sure they're
probably listening now.
It's just a matter of time.
Let's get out of here, bitches.
I want to thank Rosa Mendez for joining us on the video today.
Yes, Rosa. My God.
We never forget about her.
Words can't express.
Rosa, honey, would you like to come back on stream and take a little bow?
See?
What's that mean?
Wow.
Yes.
You would like to see us? All right.
Yes,
stall a little, Rosa. I'm looking for the button, and it's not working.
Gracias, por favor.
I got nothing. It's not working. Fuck it. It ain't worth it.
I'd like to.
She's busy.
I used to like to wrestle. Thank you for making me WWE legend.
Baseball has been very, very good.
Legend?
Very, very kind.
Rosa, you're not a legend, hon. No, I'm just kidding. Of course, Rosa, we're kidding.
No,
for
we're
Big
not.
Easy, for T.O., this is the Wrestling Snob. We have we got some ideas for Vince McMahon, so how about that?
We did something.
We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Goodbye.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
You need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.